From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Rory McIlroy is celebrating his first British Open championship after holding off the field at Royal Liverpool yesterday. The 25-year-old from Northern Ireland captured his third major and is now just a victory at the Masters away from completing the career Grand Slam.
It's been an incredible week. I'm happy I gave myself enough of a cushion today because there was a lot of guys coming at me. Yeah, just to be sitting here and looking at this thing and having my name on it, it's a great feeling.
He completed the tournament at 17 under par, becoming just the seventh wire-to-wire winner in Open Championship history. Jason Worth had a walk-off RBI double to give the Nationals a 5-4 win over the Brewers at Nationals Park yesterday. Ryan Zimmerman hit a two-run home run off Yovani Gallardo in the game. Ron Renneke says the Brewers can't look back.
I don't care about the stretch and what happened before it. We're playing a game now. I don't care what happened in the past. We know where we are. We're here to win games today. That's all we're worried about.
They've lost 9 of 11 and return home now to start a series with the Cincinnati Reds. You can hear that game tonight right here. The Woodchucks lost to Wisconsin Rapids 10-3 last night, heading into the Northwoods League All-Star break, the All-Star game being played in Mequon tomorrow. The Bucks have acquired Kendall Marshall, former North Carolina high draft choice on waivers from the L.A. Lakers yesterday. And former Packer running back Amon Green and offensive lineman Ken Rutgers were inducted into the Packer Hall of Fame over the weekend. Green, a former standout at Nebraska, is the Packers' all-time rushing leader with 8,322 yards. And Rutgers was a first-round draft pick in 89, started 140 games in his career for the Pack. That's sports. I'm Tom King.